Good afternoon, or good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's about 7:30 on the 10th of August, Thursday night, here in sunny California. And I have a show here, a little story, though. We were in Colorado Springs, middle of July. Oh, before I forget, I get ahead of myself. My name is Kurt Hahn. Thank you for joining me on S3 Productions, tech storyteller, storytelling with a heart. And we're going to talk about coffee and traveling and other things because we can't. I've been off the air for most of July, and now it's time to get back on the air. I'll tell you a little story. Went up to Colorado Springs to go see my brother and my mom. We stopped at this place called Bargain Book Warehouse, and I picked up this record called The Coffee Song, 78 RPM by the Four King Sisters. Picked it up in Colorado Springs, got it all the way home, and now discovered it's now in two pieces. So, we're not going to play that record. Why is that important? Well, we stopped at New Mexico, at Albuquerque, New Mexico, and stopped at New Mexico Pinion Coffee there in Albuquerque, and met a guy by the name of Randy Teller, who's the customer service manager there, because as most of you know, I really do enjoy my coffee. And while we were there, we took a tour of his facility, sampled some great coffee, bought some coffee and a t-shirt, and some other things. And we got to talking about 78 RPM records. Somehow that came up in conversation. And I'd mentioned this record to him. I told my first show I did I would talk about New Mexico Pinion Coffee. So this is actually the second show I did. And 78 records. Unfortunately, the record I was going to do broke. So went back through my records and I found, ba-dump-ba-dump, 1925. December of 1925, Silvertone record. As I recall, it's all instrumental. But side one is called A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich and You. And the second side is called Song of the Vagabonds. And I thought, that's pretty ironic. Seeing I spent most of the summer on the road, doing a lot of traveling. So I thought, because I can't do the coffee song, but I can do a show about coffee, sandwiches, and the vagabonds. So with that, this show was actually aired 6th of June, 2016, but rather than recreate the wheel, we're just going to use that. So sit back, enjoy, and have a good one. All right, bye.
Silvertone Records was manufactured in 1916, 1928. arrived briefly in 1940 and 1941. Early releases were single-sided lateral-cut gramophone records. In the late 1910s, double-sided discs began to be released. Most discs were manufactured by Columbia Records, while some were made by Paramount Records and Jeanette Records. Earlier in the label's history was also used to supplement a sister label, Oxford Records. Silvertone's Familiar Tan label, which is what I have, introduced in late 1923 and early 1924, singled a new production policy. Instead of relying on a single supplier and risking a repeat of the federal debacle, Sears decided to contract production to numerous manufacturers. The company assigned blocks of catalog numbers to each of its contractors, thus master sources for most tanning labels issues can be determined from their catalog series. Again, minus 3221. And as near as I can figure, that's Columbia Broad Budget Series, including reissues of both earlier Columbia masters. So, with that all being said and done, mine was done, as near as I can figure, 12-8-20-1925 by the Carlton Terrorist Orchestra. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. Okay, the flip side. Let me get down here to my S's. Stormy stars, St. Louis spring, spaghetti, South America. I just had it here. So, and songs of the past, songs of Olga. All right. The flip side, on the other hand, was done by Ernie Goldwyn and his orchestra, written by Rudolph Fermi, F-R-I-M-L, Fermel, December 18th, 1925, and it's called Song of the Vagabonds. Hope I sound this good when I'm 100 years old. Song of the Vagabonds. Thank you. And you know, I noticed it was repeating itself there a little bit, and I sometimes do that myself. Again, I sometimes hope I sound as good when I'm 125 years. All right, Silvertone Records, 3221, Song of the Vagabonds, Ernie Golden in his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra, Foxtrot. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, a little slice of 1925. This is Kurt Hunnigan. Any questions, comments, suggestions, thoughts, comments? Anything else you'd like to share, you can reach me at kurthon74@yahoo.com. kurthon74@yahoo.com. You can reach me through Blog Talk Radio. I don't go for these songs because of collector value or rarity. I go sometimes by titles, label, and sometimes just on the interesting song. So with that in mind, you'll have a great Sunday. If you have any comments, please reach me. There is a YouTube video out and a Google Plus video out about this particular song. And again, for those of you who have caffeine addictions, all you need is a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. You'll have a great day. Goodbye.
So, if you're ever in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and you're on the Interstate 40 or the Interstate 25, it's right there, pretty close to where they meet. Highly recommend you stop in and go see Randy at New Mexico Pinion Coffee. And, Randy, this is for you. All right. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always reach me at kurthon74@yahoo.com. You can reach me at Facebook, facebook.com/S3Productions2. Or you can reach me through Facebook, Google+, or YouTube, or, of course, Blog Talk Radio. So with that, you'll have a great day. Goodbye.